You see, the ultimate form of insult to God is not to acknowledge his sovereignty. Pride puts itself in a place that should only belong to God.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. So blessed to be your host today here with Pastor Mark Jobe, author and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in the city of Chicago. Pastor Mark, you are taking us now into the second half of a message called Breaking the Cycle of Pride. In Daniel chapter 4, we're looking at the life of King Nebuchadnezzar, who was ruling really most of the known world at that time. And he's brought low. And as you've preached this and taught this, how has this message really impacted your life?
You know, I preached this message right before we about to celebrate our 30th year anniversary as a church. And as I was going over the celebration, as we were putting our celebration together that involved thousands of people and looking at some just incredible things that have happened over 30 years, missions, opportunities, giving away of money, thousands of people that have come to Christ, 24 locations, I was reminded in the midst of that, hey, remember that this is all because of God. And God can use vessels of clay to do incredible things. Remember that. And so it was a stark reminder. Whoa, you're right. Hey, this is all about God. And we made sure at the 30th anniversary that the very first thing that we pointed to was that this is all about God using broken, empty vessels.
Yeah, this message of pride and acknowledging God, it applies to all of us.
Absolutely. You don't have to be a world leader like Nebuchadnezzar was. You know, I've seen three-year-olds full of pride, and I've seen homeless people that you would think that they're just at the bottom of the barrel, but they are full of pride about the sandwich that you give or don't give them. You know, what strikes me, Joshua, is that pride ultimately leads to insanity. And I see in Nebuchadnezzar the insanity of thinking that we're truly in control, the insanity of believing that you deserve all the credit, the insanity of assuming that you can do anything without God, and the insanity of taking the glory that really ultimately only belongs to God.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. We have a lot to learn here. This is Daniel chapter 4, Breaking the Cycle of Pride. Let's go right to it.
The pride cycle gives way to a state of spiritual insanity unless we stop the progress. So Nebuchadnezzar's looking over his kingdom filled with pride 12 months after the warning. And he starts to boast about this is his kingdom and his city and all that he has done. And look what happens in verse 31. It says, even as these words were on his lip, a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all the kingdoms of the earth and gives them to anyone that he wishes. Immediately. Say it out loud. What? You know, God can take someone down immediately. You know, God can take you down immediately. It doesn't have to be progressively. Immediately, his authority was taken away. His mind went insane. Immediately, he was given the mind of an animal. Insanity set in. This strong, pompous king immediately became like an animal in the field, unable to talk. Immediately, he was unable to eat like normal people and started eating grass in the field. Let me tell you something. God doesn't need a lot of time to tear us down. God doesn't need a lot of time to humble us. God doesn't need a lot of build-up time. It can be a heart attack away. It can be a bankruptcy away. It can be an accident away. It can be a take your entire business away in a moment. Whatever you boast about, whatever you're proud about, whatever you exalt in, it doesn't take long for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the sovereign God of the universe, to crush whatever he needs to crush to bring us to our knees in humility before him. He can bring us to the most powerful man in the universe. Immediately, he can humble us. You know, I know that God is the one that raises up and puts down leaders. Some of you are extremely nervous about this next coming election. And we have people on both sides of the fence, his or hers. And some of you believe if this person wins, this country's going down. I'm moving to Montana, building a bunker in the middle of nowhere, waiting for the end of the world to happen. Some of you are packing your bags and ready to move to Puerto Rico. Others are, you know, you're ready to get out of this place because you feel like, whoa, this place is going to come to an end. It's scary what's out there. Let me tell you, my heart is at peace. Let me tell you why. Because God is the one that puts up and takes down. There is a sovereign God of the universe that rules way, way above, who is president, who's king, who's governor. He rules. God can take up, God can tear down, God can use the godly and the ungodly. There is a sovereign God of the universe that rules way above our political elections, way beyond our democracy. There is a God who reigns on high. And my trust is not in a political party or a person, but my trust is in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the sovereign God of the universe, who I know holds this country and our lives in his hands. Man, that felt good just to say it. This king goes from powerful to pathetic immediately. From amazing to animal immediately. He's like observing the gorilla at Lincoln Park Zoo. Suddenly, this king in all of his pomp and power is reduced to an animal-like state. His assistants and people around don't know what to do. They keep him in a royal court, but he no longer can call the shots. He no longer can interact with the people. He's descended into insanity. Can I tell you this? Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall, is what Proverbs 16:18 tells us. If you are proud today, if you are haughty today, if today you are walking in a cycle of pride, then I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to prophesy into your life. I'm going to predict into your life. Unless you repent and humble yourself, you will fall hard. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that? Because the Word of God says pride always comes before a fall. A haughty spirit will be brought low. Oh, you may be allowed to continue for a while, but the day will come if God has been calling you, asking you to humble yourself before him, giving you chances, speaking into your life. The day will come where God will say, okay, I've given you as much chances as I could. I've spoken to you. I brought people into your life, friends into your life. I spoke to you through a radio program. I spoke to your heart at church. I opened up the word. You heard the verses. In the middle of worship, my Holy Spirit was trying to get a hold of you, but you have stiffened your back. You have resisted my conviction upon your life. You have chosen not to bow yourself. You've insisted that you are the Lord of your own life. You've rebelled against me, and now I have to bring you down immediately until you look to the heavens. There are some of you that are already down. God warned you, reached out to you, called you. You resisted, and now you're down. There are some of you that will go if you resist the hand of humility before God. And so this is a warning. God will warn and convict, but ultimately the day will come where God will act upon his judgment. You see, he said, you will stay in this state for seven times until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kings of the earth and gives them to anyone he wishes. You see, the ultimate form of insult to God is not to acknowledge his sovereignty. Pride puts itself in a place that should only belong to God. And when in our pride we don't acknowledge that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and when our pride we take credit for things that he's given us the ability to do, you say, no, 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 God didn't give me that job. I worked at it. I studied for it. I labored hard for it. Yeah, you did. But never forget who gave you the intelligence, the strength, and the ability to do it. The same one who gave it to you can take it away from you. No, it was my discipline and willpower that got me ahead. I worked hard and sweated hard to get where I'm at. I'm not going to give God any glory. Oh, yeah, well, the one that gave you the power to be disciplined, the one that gave you the ability to be able to work, the one that gave you health to your bones, breath in your lungs, intelligence in your mind, he's the one that can take it from you in a moment. Don't mess with the sovereignty of God. And there's always a degree of insanity that engulfs our mind when we're proud. Proud people ultimately become insanely focused on themselves. Not to the degree of Nebuchadnezzar, but I believe that unchecked pride leads to insanity. People do crazy things when they're proud. Crazy things in marriage, crazy things in their family, in their work, with their money, crazy things when they think they're untouchable. They step down into insanity, believing that no one can stop them or control them, that they ultimately are lords of their destiny, that they are bigger, that they're above the law, that they're smarter than everybody else, that nothing applies to them. It's the ultimate insanity. And God sometimes allows us to go down that road of insanity induced by pride. Eventually, it comes to a screeching halt when God so decides to bring humility to our lives. So remember that pride cycle is set in motion when we take what belongs to God and act like it's our own. Remember that it gives way to insanity that can only be broken when you humbly recognize that heaven rules. And number three, remember that the pride cycle can only be broken, as I said, by acknowledging that truly heaven rules.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Breaking the Cycle of Pride, which is from our series called Allegiance, Kingdom Living in a Foreign Land. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message called Breaking the Cycle of Pride.
Notice what it says in verse 34. At the end of that time, at the end of 7 years. How many of you know that 7 years is a long time when you're not having fun? 7 long years. 7 years. So his nails are growing long and unkept. 7 years, so his hair is tangled and matted. 7 years that he's been eating grass. Well, at least he was probably healthy. Vegetarian healthy. 7 years of insanity. You say, well, Pastor, how long does someone have to stay down before God raises them up? I believe that you stay down and that you and your heart are the predictors of how long you will stay at the bottom of the barrel. Because you will not come out until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign and that heaven does rule. It says, at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven and my sanity was restored. Listen, some of you have been down at the bottom of the barrel for a long time. And how many of you know that you, even when you're at the bottom of the barrel, doesn't mean that you're walking in humility? I've seen people broken for years and they refuse to look to the heavens and say God reigns. Even when they're at the bottom, they continue to defy God. How long you're in the bottom of the barrel, how long you're in a cycle of defeat, how long you're broken in your life, all depends on how long it takes you to finally look to the heavens and say, God, forgive me. I repent. You are in charge. Heaven rules. 7 years into it, Nebuchadnezzar, in his crazy, insane state of delusion, finally stops and looks to the heaven and acknowledges, you are sovereign God. And as soon as he acknowledged that God was sovereign and he was not, as soon as he admitted that he didn't have control over the universe and over people's lives, and that he was but a small peg in this grandiose universe, and that God is the God Almighty, as soon as he acknowledged it, then suddenly something happened. As quickly as his sanity was taken from him, so that quick was his sanity restored to him. Some of you have been in this cycle for 3 months, a year, 5 years. You've been going over and over this insane circle of pride in your marriage, in your business, with your family, in your fighting against God. When will you finally stop? When will you lift your eyes towards heaven and finally decide, I need to humble myself before God and admit that heaven rules? Proverbs 29 verse 23 says, a man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. James 4 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. James 4 10, listen to this, says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will what? He will lift you up. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and then he will lift you up. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Listen, you want to stop the cycle? Look to the heavens. In humility, admit that God rules, that you are not in charge of your life, that you are not the dictator of your destiny, that there is someone greater than you. Acknowledge that God is God, that there is one who's lived from, he's never had a beginning. He's eternal. He'll never have an end because he's eternal. He's never learned anything because he's omniscient. He's got all power. He's omnipotent. He's sovereign, so he dictates the affairs of humanity and ultimately orchestrates the end of our story. He's omnipresent everywhere at all times. He is the God of the universe, and we are but a speck on the line of eternity that the God of the universe has chosen to love and graciously poured out to. And in humility, we bow before him and acknowledge our place in the universe, that God truly is a awesome, omnipotent, holy God that we have the privilege to serve and worship. And then number four, lastly, not only is the pride cycle set in motion when we take what doesn't belong to us, it gives way to insanity. The only way out of it is to humble ourselves before him. And lastly, the pride cycle turns to a spirit of praise and restoration when it's finally broken. It says in verse 36, at the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and my splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and my nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. I want you to notice the first thing that happens when Nebuchadnezzar's sanity is restored. Verse 34 says, at the end of this time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven and my sanity was restored. And then what happened? Then I praised the Most High. Well, I want you to catch that. As soon as my sanity was restored, my praise was unleashed. As long as my sanity was not restored and I lived in pride, I was unable to praise. But when my sanity came back to me, then suddenly my praise became generous and started flowing out of me with power. I want you to hear me well. Listen, some of you here have a hard time praising and worshiping God because you are in a cycle of prideful insanity. Praise and worship requires us to humble ourselves before God. When I don't want to humble myself, I don't want to worship and praise. I don't want to make a fool of myself. In the Old Testament, to worship means to lie prostrate before God Almighty. That's what it means. To worship means to lie prostrate. To worship means to bow our knees before God. To worship means that we acknowledge, I am nothing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When I am proud, listen, when I am proud, I can't show an expression, because when I am proud, I don't want to humble myself before man or before God. Because when I worship unabashedly, when I praise without restraint, when I worship God like he deserves to be worshiped, it's a humbling experience before me. Because I bow my knee before someone that is greater than I. I bow my head before someone that deserves the worship more than I. And a proud spirit resists that. Can I ask you a question? Are you a worshiper here? Are you someone that can praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Because if you have a hard time worshiping, if it goes against your grain, if you fight it, if it's like something that you don't like to do, could I say that maybe at the root of it, there's pride? Maybe at the root of your inability to worship God, unwanting to praise him, your meager adoration. Could it be that at the heart of it is someone that says, I'm not going to do that for nobody. I don't want these people to see me like that. When you regain your spiritual sanity, a people that's been forgiven, liberated, cleansed, restored, they can't help but praise the King of Kings for all that he said and done. They overflow in worship. It flows out of them. King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't even a believer, but he became a praiser. He started to praise the living God for what he had done and what he deserved. I believe that the spirit of praise begins to inhabit those that have been humbled and broken before God. So I'm wondering about your praise. I'm wondering about your worship. I'm wondering if there's some of you today that at this very place, as I have spoken and given the symptoms of pride that you've identified, the symptoms in your heart of pride, and that before God Almighty today, you say, I need to humble myself before God. I don't want God to break me. I want to bend, not break. I want to bow, not be forced to bow.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and his message called Breaking the Cycle of Pride. It's from his series called Allegiance, Kingdom Living in a Foreign Land. This concludes Pastor Mark's series. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.